Later this summer, another trip to the Gulf Coast for President Obama, but this time it's a family vacation. The first family is scheduled to visit Florida's Gulf Coast in August. The president and the first lady have been encouraging Americans to visit the hard-hit region, but for their most recent vacation, they went to Maine. For some advice on what the Obamas might do when they head to Florida, I called on Pensacola native Joe Scarborough. He's a former Republican congressman from Florida and the host of Morning Joe on MSNBC. He says a presidential vacation could do a lot to boost local tourism.
We all saw the pictures of the president and the first family walking in the mountains of Maine. And I will guarantee you millions of Americans who saw that picture thought what I thought and what I said to my wife. Hey, we should go up to Maine. That's really beautiful. This will be a very positive image of a first family walking along Florida beaches. And sometimes just being president and showing up at a certain site is enough. And I think this is one of those times.
You know this area so well. So why don't you give us a quick travelogue of the things that they might want to see and do, the restaurants and the saltwater taffy operations and the snow cones and the charter fishing. Just give us a quick list.
I would guess that the president's already being advised to make sure that he starts with the beaches, which really from Perdido Key, which is on the Alabama line, all the way over to Panama City, are they really are the widest in America. Seaside and Seagrove and just some wonderful cities, that beach towns that actually are up on cliffs that overlook the Gulf Coast waters, which, again, are still beautiful.
The one place that the first family might want to think about that isn't a natural for tourists that only the locals know about?
Well, unfortunately, I always go back to food. But
food is good. We don't mind that.
if that's okay, I always go back to food. And in Pensacola, Florida, there's the first stop is always the Fish House downtown, where they tell you they still are serving very fresh, very safe fish from the Gulf Coast. And a burger joint, Jerry's Drive-In, where I drag the entire crew of Morning Joe to every time we go down there. It's a wonderful greasy spoon. And in the morning, there's only one place to start your day, and that's at Bagel Heads. They are about as good as it gets. That would be a great place for the president to start.
All good. You're making me hungry, Joe.
I'm making myself hungry. That's why I'm going home next weekend again.
Last question. Anything the first family or the president in particular should avoid showing up, for instance, at the beach in hard-soled shoes?
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, please don't go Nixon on us and be caught walking along the beaches in wingtip shoes and black socks. It wasn't a good call for Nixon in the 60s. It wouldn't be good for Barack Obama in 2010.
Joe Scarborough, always good to talk to you.
Great talking to you. Thanks.
That was Joe Scarborough, the host of Morning Joe on MSNBC.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Andrea Hsu, and produced by Franklin Cater. The technical director is Peter Olina. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The staff includes Melissa Gray, Brendan Banizak, Shireen Miraji, Julia Buckley, Rhonda Ray, Rob Ballinger, Lauren Silverman, Chelsea Jones, and Bilal Qureshi. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.